was the power of three on tonight's challenge episode of Vendettas, and we have our Trika panel here to break it all down, so stay with us in just a second.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Just hard zoom on David right now. He's selling it. He's selling The Godfather. Yes.
No, ladies, at this table here. Yes.
David recommended this Godfather song, and we all were like, yes, let's do it. So intense. And then we heard it. We were like, this is it? To be honest, you can shoot me. I've never seen The Godfather. So I'm sorry.
I feel like I need to be eating a nice Italian dinner right now.
Italiano dinner. Welcome to the Inquisition here at AfterBuzz. We will get all into tonight's episode of Vendettas, the power of three. And we have our three-person panel here, so we want to give a shout-out real quick to Paulina, who has been with us since I started here at AfterBuzz only a year ago. So much love to Paulina. She will not be on this season of The Challenge with us, but we still have David and Pam and I, so you can find me on Twitter at Jenna_Bussier, and our lovely two co-hosts.
Hello, welcome, guys, and thank you for joining us. This has been a very exciting episode. My name is Pamela Gross. You can find me all across social media at Pamela Gross Jill. Thanks.
Ladies, I'd like to welcome you to the table tonight.
Thank you.
What's up, guys? Thank you for joining us. David Punker Christopher. Find me on Instagram, David Punker Christopher. Twitter, DPR Christopher. Let's do this.
Seems like very slow and intense right now, and it's hard to jump into the challenge because the first thing we saw tonight was a bunch of little like poolside flirting. Brittany and Brad. Brad and Britt made it to episode 2, people, so congrats to them. Mm-hmm. Did we think that they were going to be a one-time hookup, or?
That's a good question. That's interesting.
They seemed like they were developing a relationship on episode 1. How long that would take them, don't know. But as for moving into episode 2, I'm feeling like they're going strong, you know.
They're still going strong, because we have this whole little bit on Brittany in the beginning of the episode, her talking about her burning the vote on Leroy. And I feel like that's necessary for the future, but nothing happened this episode regarding that.
Well, it was close. They sort of teased that it potentially would matter because we knew that Brad was a winner and then Leroy was bottom two. So it was just sort of setting up who everyone's vendettas were, lest we forget. Even though it didn't come to play, I think that that's where all that recap in the beginning was. The best part of that, though, was Jemmy being like, let me explain it. She can't even.
She's not going to get it.
Yeah, she's going to confuse herself trying to explain her own story. That was wonderful.
And then along with this poolside action, we see Bananas and Natalie have continued into episode 2 as well. And I wanted to get your guys' opinion on this scenario, because I feel like Natalie's there and she's kind of playing the flirty game. Uh-huh. But I don't really think that she likes Bananas. I don't really think that she cares about him on that level yet. Like, I feel like she's kind of playing the game. Like, I can see by the way that her mannerisms are and how she's acting. Like, it's definitely
I think she's totally playing the game. Even watching from the first episode to now, it's almost like a complete 180. The first episode, she's kind of like, you know, a little like standoffish. This episode, she's like, oh, you're hot. You have a nice butt. Like, any compliment she can throw at him, you know, like just filling his head. Like, I think she's totally playing it up.
Which, if anybody watched the finale of Champs vs. Stars tonight, you saw a whole lot of Bananas butt. Uh-huh. So we all know the size and the paleness of that thing. So I'm not sure what Natalie's missing out on that.
I think that you're 100% right. Usually when a woman really likes a man and you want to play a game, you're not going to be like, that's why I'm attracted to you. Like, she is just telling him what he wants to hear. I think she obviously did well in Big Brother because she's a good gamer in that regard. And she's allying with him, which is smart. You know, it's a good move. Yep. He is kind of the king of the castle. And
she could be queen of the castle because she's got the athletics to match it as well. So
she is definitely, though. She might, you know, be interested enough to flirt with him, but I don't think she actually wants anything to happen. Because when you do, that obvious, like, that's why you're so cute. I'm so attracted to you.
I feel like if you do like someone, you almost hold back a little bit because you don't want it to ruin your game, or you don't want to get consumed with the relationship or get hurt on TV.
She's laying it on thick. Just no hesitation, just, yeah, filling his head with what
exactly.
He wants to
do. And he might be doing the same thing, I'll say. I don't know that he's fallen in love. They might be like, this is good for my game. We'll have this fun flirtation to show we got each other's backs. Mm-hmm. I think they're both big boys in that regard. Not literally boys, but they both seem to be hip to that. They're so obviously flirting and teasing that it's fun for both of them and that it's their version of an alliance.
So we'll see how that progresses throughout the entire season.
Yeah.
We have Joss cleaning the kitchen, shirtless, sunglasses on inside. He wears the sunglasses indoors. Everybody's just standing there, like guys and girls standing there, like people at a zoo looking at him as he's cleaning and just drooling on themselves. Is this weird? I know he's hot, but this felt so weird to me. I was like, he's still a human.
I was just, okay, I there, good. I'm glad you said that because if the roles were reversed, there'd be so much hate going on right now. Like,
I don't know.
Seriously.
I think a girl in that position would be flattered, like, oh, all the boys think I'm hot. All the boys like me. Yes, maybe hate from the internet world, but from the girl, she probably would like it.
Oh, well, of course.
Well, anyone, I think, having said that, I think he obviously likes it. He's certainly prancing around and doing it. And he's obviously, it's so funny that you're saying even the guys, Leroy came in and was like, I can't think straight.
Right?
It's Ken. You look like Ken. Like, he looks like a Ken doll.
I do got to say, though, like, why is the dude wearing his sunglasses while he's cleaning and washing dishes?
I mean, this guy.
Inside.
Feels like a guy. I know he's from the UK and he's from X on the Beach, but he feels like, me being from Jersey, I feel like he looks like a quintessential, like, Jersey meathead with the tattoos, the sunglasses on, the kind of flipped up gelled hair. Like,
you against tattoos,
he looks like Jersey Shore, even though he was X on the Beach.
Well,
but
I think guy or girl, there's a certain type of person that enjoys being an object and being objectified. I think especially with these people are putting themselves on TV. Boy or girl, if you're standing around barely clothed, in basically a costume, because he doesn't need those sunglasses. And he doesn't need gloves. You're almost putting on a show. So whereas you're saying the internet might be mad if it was a girl, I think that girl or this guy are doing it. They're okay with it.
I mean, look at his body. Right. Wouldn't you show it off? He probably works very hard on himself. So he has a right to be, and let's send an appreciation to him for cleaning the kitchen.
That's what. That's the best thing.
And doing the dirty dishes that everyone leaves around and no one wants to touch. So
yeah, thank you, Joss.
Shirt on or shirt off, keep cleaning.
Yes,
but he's a stud. He's a stud. No hate on the guy at all. No hate on the guy. I didn't understand the sunglass thing. That was kind of not necessary.
Yeah,
I don't think he was upset about the objectification.
And there's a few more things I want to touch on before we get into the challenge of the day, which was very good and fun to watch. Maria and Cara are talking, and my thing is Marie is kind of starting to play a political game with Cara, and I don't understand, does Cara not know that Marie was talking trash about her to Natalie, and that Marie said, don't trust Cara, she's a mean girl and a bad person?
She does not know.
She has no idea. Right. Like, how does she not know that? And I'm trying to see what kind of game Marie is playing here.
Marie is trying to
save her butt.
Save her butt by uniting. She wants to feel like she's united Cara and Kayla.
Right.
Somehow, Maria's, again, lover, not super good at this because she is talking to Cara and then Cara's like, yeah, I don't trust her.
It seems like
she's
throwing darts at a dartboard and trying to see which one sticks with Cara. She's like, you should be in alliance with Kayla. And Cara's like, what?
Why?
She's like, well, you're both pretty. What?
Right.
You both are strong. What? Well, Kayla's young. Oh, yeah. Like, she's just throwing out any reason for Cara to kind of jump into an alliance and then making, oh, right. Okay, you have a point with that one after the last 10 things you said.
Right.
There's one thing that kind of made sense.
I think Marie is just trying to set up alliances anywhere she can right now.
Yep.
She's just trying to feel it out. I don't know. Maybe she feels like if she brokers Cara and Kayla, she'll be their queen. Like, I don't understand.
I almost feel like she's just trying to, like they say, earn the trust of your enemies. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's kind of how I feel. I mean, it's going to play well in her favor down the road. I think what she's doing is smart, like if she can pull it off, if they buy it. But I think it's smart, especially this early on in the game, kind of set yourself up in a position to where you're kind of in a safe spot.
Is it smart of her to try and pin two of the best girls in an alliance that might not include her, or that will ultimately destroy her because she's not going to have the same athleticism as Kayla and Cara?
Right.
So she's like, hey, you guys hook up, put me in there, either I ride your coattails to the final or I fail because I lose in an elimination.
Right, I think that's just trying to get that backup, that support, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's how I feel. But again, it depends on, you never know, Marie's a wild one. So
her angle is what she, because I forgot too, and I was like, what is she going for here? Her angle, she did say, was it should be us against them. Like, she wants the challenge girls to unite against the newcomers.
Well, that's
she's
weird trying to play. Then later, Marie is seen talking to Kaylee, and they're talking about Kyle and, you know, Marie having him first and Kara kind of making her way. And then Kaylee says, oh, don't worry, you won't lose to her. Kara's toxic. And I'm thinking, Kaylee, literally, what do you know about Kara at all?
What Marie has told her. Because exactly, we saw Marie tell Natalie last week, Kara was a mean girl. So Kara, Marie is setting the other girls against Kara and trying to set Kara, I guess that's her gameplay, against...
That just looks like a really bad, weak move on Kaylee's part to find one person. You've never played this game before. You don't know anybody and all the challenges that they've been to. You cling to one person and absorb everything that they say as 100% the truth. Like, you don't know Kara, and that might be really bad that you're linking yourself to one person and believing everything that they're saying.
She might just be telling Marie what she wants to hear. Like, who knows what is going on with them. But yeah, so that's Marie's strategy.
Time will tell.
Yeah.
Time will tell.
Right. And
good old David coming in there with, with the hot takes.
I mean, really though, I mean, it's so early on. It's so early on, you know, like it's hard to say right now, but yeah.
Well, before we move on from that, I have a question. I have a question about that one, that conversation, because Marie also said, I don't want to lose to Kara again. And the intonation was that it regarded a guy, that they had somehow fought over a guy before.
I don't know.
Okay. So
I don't know what that was about.
Me neither. All right. We'll have to look
it up. Well, maybe everybody on Twitter and the group chat. I see you guys. You guys are piling in the questions. It's hard to keep up with all of you. Thank you for joining us and plugging in all your comments. You know, if you know what Marie means by, I don't want to lose to Kara again, please let us know. Maybe something about the Redemption House from Dirty 30. Who knows?
Okay.
But we have so much going on this episode. We got Troika. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. David has to tell me every single time.
Troika.
We're just going to go Kyle the British, the Kyle way, so that I say it so fast with an accent. We don't know if I'm saying it wrong. Okay. Troika. Grenades coming. Challenge. So let's get into the challenge today. Who's got balls? We're going to see who's got balls.
As Kayla said, she usually does not have a hard time holding balls.
But she most definitely did on this challenge. And she came in confident. I'm going to get all my balls in before the other girls. I have a button, too. It's the best button.
Like I said, this is too easy. There's too much pun in it. This is too easy.
Took a second.
Button's bigger.
But we got to give a shout out to Nicole's brain. Because what would be the challenge without Nicole's brain?
Yeah.
And splitting 25K is 15K in her mind.
Right.
But I love like the confidence too. She's like, you know.
We're rounding in.
Yeah.
But I love how for sure she is about this. You know, the best two people in this game, they're going to split. They get 25K. They have to split it. 15K a piece.
Boom.
And the producer says, what? How much is it? Say it again.
Is she like, she's like, almost like, well, you said 25K, right? Like,
yeah.
It's like, oh.
I love this. So what do you guys think about everybody getting rewarded with some cash for just winning a challenge straight up?
It's awesome. Why not?
Yeah.
Do they get to keep it? And if they don't make it to the final?
I think we haven't heard that. I don't know. That's a curveball. Did you hear that somewhere?
Well, I feel like last time that happened, you only sort of amass your thing if you're in the fight. Like it goes to your ultimate win. Mm. I don't know. We'll have to look into it. But that's my question. I guess they do probably, or it wouldn't make sense, but I'm not certain.
Yeah, I think it's extra incentive. It's just going to make people work harder.
Right. If you only cash this early on, why?
Yeah. I don't know how MTV has all of this money. I feel like the productions, especially this one, are getting greater and greater. Like now they have all these screens, all these separate rooms and all this stuff happening on this season. And now everyone's just getting 25K for
this
winning
is
a
amped
daily
up.
Challenge.
They've obviously got,
they've obviously got
a great budget.
This one's got the international dollars.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's just a little bit bigger than the Chance versus Stars. Maybe like slightly, you know?
Well, the sponsorship advertising, it is open to international things now is my guess. I don't know, but
so we get some TJ bombshells. So again, the troika is introduced. And Johnny Bananas knows what this is. Are we sure he knows what this is? Like,
no.
How did he just know?
He didn't know. TJ said the three people that win are gonna be the troika. What does that mean?
Yes.
And Johnny said the three people that are gonna determine the he made an educated guess.
So
that
how
I think anyone could
this
have made.
Game is gonna go. The last person of every challenge is gonna be girls day or guys' guy's day, goes straight into elimination, and then the troika, the top three times, and this is independent of gender. So it could be the one guy, two girls, two guys, one girl, whatever.
Throw in a cup.
Whichever way you want.
It's just independent of any gender or heats of that day. Whoever, the top three people with the top times go in the troika, mm-hmm. and then they get to pick three people, not one, which is another curveball, three people to nominate for the elimination, and then those people will plead their cases.
I love it. I love this. This whole thing is awesome. And it just totally just throws a whole different spin on the game. It's fun. And then not only, like, do you see them stressing because they're going into the elimination, but on top of it, you get to see the whole process in between, not just the whole, you know, whole group sitting down with, like, an elimination, everybody kind of putting their sense in. It's just, like, so much pressure is put on three people, and then on top of that, then it's another three people. Who are they voting for? Mm-hmm. It's just, it's fun to watch. And again, I love the whole sit-down table thing.
Yes.
Very, you know,
the
very,
Inquisition, right, mm-hmm. intense. We will get into further depth later. Yeah, but I love this troika thing.
Awesome.
And I do really like that it can be anybody. Like, right. in a guy's elimination day, mm-hmm. it's not just the guys getting together voting in somebody who they want to knock out of the game. It's the girls. It's going to take all these vendettas, all of these alliances, who likes who, like, everything is going to come into play. Mm-hmm. And it's just, honestly, the fact that you have to pick three people to eliminate or to nominate for elimination just makes things gonna bite you even harder in the end, because now you're making more enemies because you're picking three people.
It makes it so...
It's not just one, and everybody knows, oh, Bananas doesn't like Corey. Well, now it's like, does Bananas not like Tony or Victor either? Like,
right.
Everyone, now you have so many targets on your back.
Well, mm-hmm. you saw with, like, Brad and Bananas, just they're kind of going back and forth on not mm-hmm. wanting to nominate mm-hmm. the same person. So, I mean, and on top of that, it's gonna keep it very interesting, because you can imagine, we didn't see it today, but what if, like, say, for instance, like, Brittany did get that, set, you know, right. third spot or something? What yeah. if we did have a female, you know, uh-huh. there, like, what would that do?
That's true.
It adds layers. That's very true. You can't just, it used to be in previous ones where a guy could say, well, I've got to kiss the girls' butts because the girls choose the guys right. or the guys choose the mm-hmm. girls. This really makes it that you can't ally with people as strategically because you don't know who's right. going to be in there. It's not
know.
Girls versus guys versus. It was very great. And if Brittany had been in there, then Brittany and Brad, the whole dynamic would have right. been shifted. So it is, I love this right now. Everything is, like, stepped up. The production uh-huh. value made, like, the game makers, uh-huh. the what's it called? The fire, what's that game? Hunger Games? The game makers are really doing a good job.
The game makers, yes, they
but
did.
But they are. They're, like,
I love that
adding
reference.
More intrigue. Yep.
And I feel like it's very relevant that the Big Brother contestants are on this episode, because I feel like this has, like, a Big Brother feel to it, because they all, like, sit in the room and they do the power of veto and stuff, and this feels like very deliberation comparable to Big Brother. So yes. maybe they're trying to amp up their game. MTV's taking little tidbits from all these reality shows and making one massive.
It's a popular show.
It's awesome. It's smart. It's very smart.
So let's get to this oversized bubble bath with your enemies. Who's got balls?
Yes.
I like this challenge. This looked really hard.
It looks fun.
It looks fun. Yeah.
It definitely did. I can imagine it's hard, especially you probably have no grip. I mean, you're just slipping the whole time up, you know? So it's probably annoying. And then trying to hold the ball while pull yourself up at the same time and then hope that thing doesn't slip out because you're just greasing, you know, oil all over.
Everyone's so, greased up.
Right. Like, you just see everybody slipping, falling. It's like, yeah. But, I mean, it looked fun. It did look a lot of fun.
It's like one of those college frat party mudslide right. wrestling, yeah. but with bringing balls up and hanging
and no
onto
alcohol.
The rope. I feel like this is one of those challenges, like, how could you be good on this without any sort of practice, you know? Like, if you've never tried to climb up a soaking wet tarp before with right. a rope and a ball in your hand, like, how are you just going to be good at this, Cam? How are you amazing right. at this?
It right. seemed like Cam had a good footing in the wall. It seemed like she was stepping into something and she was getting a good footing
yeah.
somehow. I don't know if that was just the angle, but it seemed like she mastered a way to dig in and have a good climb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard unless you're actually doing it. It's hard to really, like, even get a grasp on it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, can you imagine, like, even if you're just stepping, you're probably just sliding, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like it seemed like whatever the wall mm-hmm. or was made of, she was able to sort of, like, get a foothold
right,
in there. Right. To climb, which helped her.
Just giving a shout out real quick in the group chat to Cam Jackson, who says, Jenna and Pam, did you guys notice that Eddie wasn't there? Yes, I talked to them a little bit about this. I have some research that I did outside the show that we will get to in a little bit. So we do have more on Eddie and the rumors circulating him. So we will get to that.
Stay tuned.
But back to the challenge. Yeah, I don't think anybody should be sleeping on Cam. She looks like she's going to be a fierce, kick-ass competitor.
I was surprised at this, that at all the people, guys and girls, that did well.
Yeah.
There were some standouts. With the guys, not so much. Obviously, we got a Bananas and Kyle. We know they're forces to be reckoned with. with the girls, Brittany.
Yeah, I was blown away by that one.
Yes, Brittany came out first. I feel like that has to do with the editing. Like, they didn't show her at all. And then the fact that she won, it's like, oh, wow, we just didn't know because we never saw anything of her. Yeah.
But based on what we've seen from her in the past, in a million years of that group, I would not have said Brittany as the winner.
I know. You were tough on her in Dirty 30. I feel like she deserved a little bit more credit. I know she went home early. This is only her second season. But she is pretty athletic. Like, I don't see why she can't be a great competitor. Yeah,
I can see her as a decent competitor. I didn't expect her to do the way she did in this challenge at all. But I can see her being a fairly decent competitor. Yeah.
But I now get it. Obviously, she won. But I would also still, this was upper body strength and speed. I'm just like, I'm impressed.
Think, you think like a Kara or Nicole Z, who was up there too.
Right. Yeah. I thought Nicole was going to take
it. I thought Nicole was going to take it too. But no one would think like little Brittany was going to get first.
Totally surprised, and good for you, Brittany. Good job. I'd like to see Brittany do well.
Yeah.
You know?
And they seem to be the theme of this episode. Like, I mean, Brittany and Brad.
Brittany and Brad.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing so hard at the group chat because Miss D underscore writes Brittany with that stripper strength.
Yes. Oh, yeah, right. Oh, my God. Honestly, that's it. She's right, though. That's what it's like. Yeah, Brittany's been on the pole.
She nailed it. That's good.
Thank you. It's true.
Oh, so I found the guys' heat. Amazing. I found the guys' heat of the challenge or the Magic Mike show a little bit more entertaining because I think it was more competitive. It was more neck and neck, like an even playing field.
Right. Sure. That's why you liked it.
Listen, I'm not really at all too attractive of these guys. I mean, we're not going to get into like looks and who we think is hot or not, but. Yeah, I wasn't checking that out.
Okay, so it was better. I agree because the girls was just like first three, next, but because of the guys' elimination, they played to the death, so it was a little more intense and fun to watch.
And the guys, I felt like were a little bit better at it. They seemed like they had a better grip, except for Leroy and Nelson.
Which I was a little surprised, but I didn't think they would do that.
I love Leroy, but I feel like we all know he's not the best at challenges.
Right. I thought for sure, though, Nelson would have done better. Like, I thought he could have done a little bit better.
A really good point, especially Nelson coming off such a good two previous seasons, Invasions and Dirty 30. He's performed very well and has proven himself. So for him to flake out in this first challenge,
I was surprised.
Got to get back to the swing of things. Well, yeah. I don't know.
That was surprising to me on both of them.
Are you guys surprised on who won?
A little, no, it's bananas.
So bananas.
I don't know if I would say surprised as more if I would say disappointed.
I would say I'm a little impressed that he took first. I could see maybe like 2-3, but to take one, I was a little impressed.
Mm-hmm. I was surprised after superstar Joss, his turn in episode one, that he didn't place in the top three at all. I would have thought that he would have shown up a little harder for that, but I guess running and this are different.
I am surprised
things.
That Kyle and Brad were the second and third place, just because Brad's been out of the game a while. Didn't think you were going to come in this hot in episode two and win one. It could be the top three times.
Right.
He's got dad bod, too. Yeah. He's been out of the game. And Kyle, I mean, again, if we're talking like upper body strength, who knows how strong he really is, but he doesn't have like the aesthetic of the Joss muscles, you know?
I am so pumped on Brad being in this, just all around, because I think he's really interested in taking down Johnny to some extent, or not letting Johnny totally be the boss of everybody. And I'm here for that, so I'm excited to see him.
I think we're seeing that a lot more, especially this season. Is a lot of people want to knock Johnny off that throne. It seems like a lot of people are tired of it and they just want to.
He's the one dude that comes back every single season.
It's like you're the king leave the castle ever.
Can Miss D come on our show? Brad couldn't let his lady see him lose.
Yeah, right.
That's true.
He has something to impress out there.
Mm-hmm.
So then we see who is in the troika. Okay. The troika. Brad, Johnny, and Kyle, the three winners of the guys round.
Right.
Unfortunately, no women had the fastest time or made it this time around. But they get back to the house, and the deliberation, the rumors are starting to circle.
Mm-hmm.
They get into the deliberation room, which again is incredible because we have the three screens, and they get to like do a slideshow of everybody. Like, it's almost like girls going picking through pictures of a sorority or something. Like, they're picking and choosing. We see that Corey is for sure going in, right?
They started off like there's three of them and they get to pick three people. So it seems to me like everyone should get a vote.
Yes.
And so Johnny starts with his Corey or but Devin, and the thing is, Brad shuts down Devin.
Like, do you think Corey should be the number one choice that Bananas puts in? Because is that much of a rivalry that Corey said, oh, I'm gunning after you because everyone is. I'm just the only one saying it on Dirty 30, and Corey, I want to throw you in.
That was a dumb move, first of all.
Yeah.
Second of all, so he put a target on his back, as we know. And second of all, he also did say Devin, either one of them, who cares? I mean, does Johnny have a big vendetta with Devin? Not really.
Well, so I guess that's kind of the same thing, too. Devin right. saying, I'm coming after you, Banana. So I'm just trying to see if Corey was, like, I feel like that was a gimmick, like an easy go-to.
Well, yeah,
you know?
And Jen, to your
but
question.
But the first one, I don't know.
I will say yes. I say yes, because one, Devin's going to be protected. He's obviously saw Brad shut that down. So yeah. that's already, like, a no-go. I think his next best choice is Corey. One, you're going to break up an alliance. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you can only say
right,
alliance
that's
getting
the other
bigger.
Reason.
So I think as far as just strategic-wise, and obviously it's a known thing, like, yeah, take him out. Why not? You know. So
and also best friend. Like, hey, let's put them against each other. That's right. a fun idea, too.
And I really right. liked, it felt like Johnny thought that he was just going to take over this deliberation right. and say, I'm the best, Brad, forget about you. And then Brad said, no, remember, I've played this game for a long time, too.
Right.
You're
right.
not calling all the shots here because Brad offers up Tony. And
right.
Johnny's saying, no, no, Tony. And Brad's like, well, you don't get right. to make the decision by yourself.
Right. I was so glad to see yeah. Brad say, like, no, man, this is not entirely your call.
And then, and then Kyle just kind of like,
I guess Kyle doesn't know. I guess because right. I was thinking, who's Kyle's vendetta? And it was the guy that
but
lost.
But he went home already, yeah.
So
yeah.
that's why. But I guess so Kyle at this point just doesn't know
sailing
enough.
Sailing free in his pirate life. And right. all of his pirate glory, no yeah. no problems, no enemies, until, well, we get to little alliance broken Kyle, second episode of the season, come on, but we'll get to that a little bit later with Nelson and Corey.
Oh.
Okay, so now we see it's Corey, Tony, and Victor.
Right, are the three
Do you
selected.
Think,
okay.
I actually think voting in Victor is fine because he is the newest of all newbies
right.
other than the UK
no one
people
knows
but
him.
Victor literally hasn't like done anything. Kyle's at least won one of them and Joss has won one of them, so Victor, yeah, throw him in there.
Sure,
why the hell not? Rick, I'm not gonna burn any bridges.
Right.
What do you think, I guess, about the decision of Tony being voted in, because he was not happy about it? Tony new hair this season.
Right.
Tony
no hair.
Tony two kids was so
two
dirty
kids, no
30.
Hair.
Yeah. We're moving on.
That was still 2017, yeah. Jen.
Tony new hair totally. This year.
Totally.
New challenge, new Tony. As he says, every year he comes in and he's going to make a change in his life and his personality.
I can't
so,
wait.
We'll new see. Challenge, new Tony. We've never heard that one before.
Never.
But what do we think about him being voted in?
I mean, really, I think it's interesting because, you know, Brad knocked down Devin. So you would think Johnny would knock down Tony, the option of Tony. So I'm surprised that somehow happened, you know, to be honest.
Well, that was where Brad fought Johnny. And I'm so glad that happened because he said, I really don't know anyone here or have anything with them.
Yeah.
So I'm really going to have to call this out on this Twitter beef that he didn't take
right.
seriously.
Yes. Yeah.
That it's funny because Tony in that setup by the pool was scared. Yes. He said, like, well, Brad's gunning for me because whatever. And Brad, it seemed like, did not really care, but with nothing to fall back on. If you've got nothing, you're going to go with the Twitter
yeah,
beef.
It's very
and
true.
I'm glad that he didn't like the way he talked to Carr because I didn't like it
yeah.
either. So I was so
he needs
glad
to learn his lessons.
That Brad said that. And it's like, no, Johnny, you don't just get to protect everyone you like and boss everyone around. So I was really glad that Tony got in there. It's
Me
like,
too.
If you get Corey, you said no to Devin. Well, I'm saying Tony and then. You can't say no to everyone.
I don't really know why Tony is so upset by this decision. Like, he hasn't ever really done anything to prove himself that greatly on the show for him to just be exempt. He's like, I can't believe I got thrown in. I'm pissed. Couldn't be more mad about this, which no one ever wants to get thrown in, but when you're picking three people every time, you're just up for nomination. You don't know that you're going in. It's going to be hard to narrow it down when you have to pick three
yes.
people every time. So, come on, Tony.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to get to this Inquisition, because this entire setup, the fact that they're doing this, even though it's gimmicky because it's kind of Godfather.
I love it too.
It's so cheesy, but it's great. So great.
And then Brad totally being like Godfather, Marlon Brando over here, just like, you know, so serious and like laying it down. And like, it's like you literally, but it's like you're watching like a mafia thing, you know what I mean? It's like they're both just pleading their case.
He is taking that mafia dinner very seriously, one.
It's amazing. And first of all, so Corey's like, Corey.
God.
Well, without even getting there. So Corey's prior to the dinner, he's like, well, Zach said that I didn't have anything to worry about, so I'm not worried. It's
also,
like,
what the hell,
Corey?
Zach?
What are you talking about? Like, what Zach? Like, was like, yeah, I don't think John. Like the most casual offhand comment with zero knowledge, not particularly close with John. Like, and Corey's like, so I'm good. Zach said not to worry. What, Corey? It's that just shows.
It's completely irrelevant.
And like, having the Don Corleone dinner setup is fantastic too.
I feel like this is something I would usually not like. I'd be like, oh my god, come on, this is so dramatic, so over the top, but I like it because things like this, things like Corey happen.
Right. And they...
Corey tries. He really tries.
You get a chance to see not only... It's not like they're like, you first. Why should... It's not like in the challenge where they say like, so what? Why do you think you should go in? Why do you think you shouldn't? It's just like dinner. And it's like, see if you can win me over.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And who's going to bite first?
And I know you girls are saying, you know, you didn't agree with Corey's tactic, which I...
Let's break it down first. Okay. Yeah. So the three of them, Tony, Corey, and Victor, are sitting across from the winners, Kyle, Bananas, who's the other one?
Brad.
Kyle, Bananas, Brad.
Victor.
Good old Brad. I just had a brain fart. I just couldn't think of it for a second. Sitting there, eye to eye, over dinner, plead your case. Corey thinks it's a good idea to lie and then, like, touch his face and groom his beard every second as he's lying and saying that there's this alliance that's gunning for Bananas that doesn't exist, including
two people that are your enemies. Like, he's not telling a lie about people that aren't there. He decides to include in his made-up alliance.
That's the main thing.
Two of the five other people at the table.
See, like, Corey, you're trying so hard.
Exactly. So here's where I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum.
All right, let's hear David's case. Well, how this could possibly ever be a smart move. How is this make sense?
Because it, in my opinion, Corey's already going in. That's a given. I don't see Tony going in. I don't see it. I don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me why they would throw Victor in. Like, it just, to me, I'm already believing that Corey's going to go in, and I think he feels the same. So at that point, you got to figure something out to save your butt. You know what I mean? So I think for what he did, you got to give him credit for trying. You know what I mean? So either way, in my mind, you're going in. So at least if you fight and try and pull something out of your butt, you might make it work. And at the beginning, they were interested. They were listening. They're like, where's this guy going? Where's this guy going with
amazing.
This? You know what I mean? But I mean, I feel he kind of dropped the ball because then he kind of lost it. He stuttered. You know, he's like, you know what I mean? But if you're going to do something like that, obviously kind of think it through a little more. But I mean, I give the guy credit for trying because in my mind, if you're going in, at least try to put up a fight. You know?
I get like last ditch ever, but I think this is the stupidest thing you could ever do. Make up a fake alliance with two people at the table who are smart and going to say, excuse me, hell no, this is not a real thing. And Bananas has played this game how many times? Bananas is the master of con.
Right, but this game is manipulative.
But Bananas is not dumb when it comes to that. He's going to sit there and say, what, Corey? Like, come on. Now,
but it depends on how he backed it up.
Now Corey makes it look worse on himself. Like, he cannot be trusted now by anybody.
And he's a liar. And Corey tried you're defending the bold move. Like, look, let's go for broke. To go back, first of all, I disagree that Corey was going in. I think totally it could have been Tony. Brad is like in a position where he wants to sort of assert himself against Johnny.
Okay.
So I think he would have fought to have Tony go in. If Corey was a little less
moronic. So stupid.
Yes.
Right.
Corey's
trying to put himself.
Corey's like, so since it's me, I might as well let you know that there's this alliance involving you, the couch, and three other people.
Well, yeah, but that's what I believe. I believe he felt he was already going in.
Well,
that's why he was desperate.
I think he felt he was already going in, obviously, but he wasn't, and that was stupid. And two, he's tried the bold move before, which put the target on his head. So you're exacerbating it. Instead of being like, this time, I'm not going to be like, screw you, I could take you out to the big guys. You'd think he might learn to not even lay low, but not paint a blazing target on his...
Corey chopped off his own head and put it on the silver platter on the dinner
table. It's like you'd be moronic not to then put someone that lied to your face in. So
not only does he have the biggest person in the house gunning for him, now he has two other people who are at the table. And then Devin, as soon as Devin realizes that he was being lied about also.
Right. And also, I just need to say, Corey and Nelson need a third person with some brain power in their alliance. Like, God bless you both. I love Corey. I'm a fan of Nelson's. But the two of them, I bet we're like, so maybe you fell out. That's like Dumb and Dumber. They really need to get a person in their alliance that can like... be like, get bad idea, guys. Why don't we try this?
Yeah, well, given that situation, though, what do you feel would have been the best strategy for Corey?
He should have said, listen, I feel like I'm going in. I want you to know I'm a good player. I know you guys. We could, look, we're the OGs. Let's unite against these people and then start picking each other off. Instead of throwing me in, why don't we now? Johnny, you and I have a past. I'm sorry. I'm not going to gun for you, Brad. I'd like to get to know you. I'm close with Nelson. I'm close with other guys that are good competitors. I have a girlfriend that's a team. I could be a valuable asset. Instead of taking me out right now, who is a good competitor, let's decide that we're going to try and take out some of these newbies that we don't care about
he
with and then
say
start fighting.
Bananas, what Bananas says to everyone, earn your stripes.
And the devil you know is worse than the devil you... They know Corey's strengths and weaknesses. They know how he game plays. They don't know Joss. They don't know Victor. They don't know Kyle. All these guys that could beat Johnny. So he could have said, let's ally and take those guys
out.
But
given,
we've got the numbers.
Given the history and the fact that he called Johnny out, do you think Johnny would have bought that, though?
Sure, if he pled a good enough case. And Tony's... If he pled it... That was what the point of the dinner is. Someone throw me, even Wes, who I'm going back to a different
thing. Wes is great at this.
Is creepy, yeah. But he gives you something you want. Give me something I want. Mm-hmm. A fake made up alliance. You're trying to win this panel over. Trying to alienate a lie.
And
is
we
not...
see how this worked out for Corey in the end. But along the way, another person who's not very good at alliances and might be shooting himself in the damn foot in this game is Kyle, because he buddies up with Nelson and Corey at the bar and says, I'm not going to say your name, Corey. And then he even says to Kara, I'm saying Tony's name. So I don't know what manipulation happened after, if he was just wasted, but you don't shake someone's hand. I won't say your name, you don't say mine. And then you stand there in the sand, in the dome, or whatever it's called this year. I'm voting you in, Corey.
I was surprised. Right. I thought it was going to be Tony.
I said, what?
And
I wish
it was Tony.
Exactly.
I don't know what changed. We're going to have to learn what
changed
his mind.
Do you think
they're
all just pawns in Banana's game? And Banana said, no,
I had no doubt in my mind that Tony was not going. I didn't feel, and I think he kind of felt comfortable too once Corey started talking. But I mean, I never thought Tony was going in.
I did. I actually did, and especially since we know Brad preferred to put him in, and then Kyle said that. So I really did. Something happened that we don't know that just made him change his mind, and I bet Bananas was behind it. I was actually amazed tonight at how much power Bananas really does have.
Like, How's our live chat
feel?
Yeah,
what do you all think, and what do you think changed Kyle's mind? I can't see anything. So
Now what do we think about... We can't just talk about Kyle at the bar and not talk about this Maria hookup. This is one of those instances they're speaking and Kara just cannot even formulate words. She is in awe. Pirate on pirate, we got some...
This guy's a stud, man. He's a stud. He doesn't even have to try. And he just straight tells you, like, dude, you
got some black
hook up,
pearl
like,
love going on.
Like, he doesn't even put moves on. He's just like, you know, this is what I do.
So what do you think about Kara, especially being arch nemesis with Marie, kind of be in the seconds? I mean, should she care?
Kara, it was amazing. In her, prior to the actual hookup, when she was talking to Marie, and Marie was like, Kara was like, well, good job getting Kyle. I think he's hot. Like, she was not joking around. She was like, I'm jealous. No, I'm not kidding. I want to be involved. Like, I'm so excited. She doesn't care. She has zero Fs. And she really has her sights set on Kara, and I love it because she's been in a relationship on these for so long that we haven't gotten to see her like this. And also, it seems like I believe that she is picky, that when she finds something she's really into, she's goes for it. But that was one of the all-time best flirting moments. She's like, you're really hot. Like, I can't, I'm trying
can't
to pretend.
Out. I'm drunk, it's dark lit, we're in a
you're
bar.
Hot.
Can I just say you're hot and can we get down to it?
Right.
But I'm nervous this is going to end up messing up her game because I think she's more infatuated with him. As
it's
you said, this is her type. This is the only type she has. So when she finds the one out of the three people in the world that look like this person, she's going to lose it. So I wonder if that's going to play a part in her being vulnerable in this game.
Even with her and Marie, because, you know, at the beginning, obviously, they were trying to be buddy-buddy. So now this stirs the pot even more. You know what I mean?
But neither of them really care. I mean, Marie obviously cares. But also, interjection, allegedly, Kara and Kyle are together in the real world right now. Do you know that they're dating in the real...
Is that true?
Kara and Kyle are a couple. Yeah, so I think it really
does
work out.
That's actually amazing. And I feel like they belong together.
I do too. I love the pirate thing. It reminded me. Kara's a weirdo, and she's great, and it reminded me of her and Abram meeting. I do think that, and maybe it's because I know, I'm like getting the chills. I love it because we all know I love Kara.
It's so cute.
I think she was awkward. I think she's been through a real shit of a time with Abram and that breakup. And when you are picky and you find someone that you're like, oh my God, you're it, that's the best feeling. So even if it doesn't last forever, it's so fun to even watch that, to like experience that feeling vicariously. So I'm super into it. And I love that he's such a weirdo too. He's like, we're both pirates.
He's a weirdo and he also breaks alliances. So everybody votes
alliance,
Korean.
Though. On moment one.
One alliance.
I don't know though that that's an alliance. That's just a thing you say. Okay, sorry.
This is my segue to wrapping up the episode because we still have some off-camera drama. We got some stuff to get to. So Corey is the one voted into elimination. It's Corey versus Nelson. I feel like this is very going back to Dirty 30 when they're voting in alliances and best friends against each other. Predictions. I mean, we see that it's this fire soccer. It's this fireball game. I'm going to go Nelson just because Corey always finds a way to screw up in these situations.
Joke.
I think Corey's going to win. And it's the similar.
Right.
I think he always screws up when it counts, but like one or two times he pulls it out.
Okay.
He always
And he doesn't want to leave
somewhere.
Alicia.
Yeah. And also I think Nelson's coming off a defeat. You know what I mean? That gets in your head. I don't know. I'm not standing by this real hard, but I'm going to say Corey for the win.
I don't know because we do know Corey to always drop the ball when it counts. And then two, yes, Nelson's coming off a loss. But then, I mean, remember the battle with Hunter? I mean, that was pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
Like, to see, so I know he can pull something out. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's if Corey's as gritty, you know, and, mm-hmm. and has that aggression that we see.
He can harness it.
Right. So, I mean, if it comes down to something like that, then I'm definitely going to pull for Nelson. We'll see. It'll be interesting.
We will see. And then we also will see this grenade where it almost works out that if you want to be in elimination, you almost want to have to go in against somebody if you can win, because then you can go back to whoever you damn well please and throw this grenade at them.
If
we don't know what
this
means,
right?
But you get to destroy them or something, TJ said.
Right. It's like a free spin. What do you think it is? Like,
maybe I think sending them home would be too much. Maybe
you can throw them in.
Well, we see that there's other competitors, which let me go back to last episode for a second.
Okay.
We have a correction on the Black Mist. So last time I saw that there was Tori, Jordan, and Derek, and Darrell. Turns out there is two groups. You're right. Ashley is in here. So we have Tori, Jordan, Anissa, and Derek. And then there's also Darrell, Frank, Ashley, and Laurel coming back. I think that has something to do with the grenade, maybe. Like, if you get a grenade, you have to go against one of those guys, maybe? Like, maybe they're there just to kind of be like...
That would be interesting, yeah.
A grenade elimination round or something.
Sure.
Almost like the gladiators, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The American gladiators, you had to go against, like, Laser and Blazer and, like, make it through the course.
Laser
like,
and Blazer.
Oh, you know, Santa's reindeer.
Yeah, you know, like, those crazy names they used to have, but maybe something like that. I don't know.
I don't
Somebody
know.
Somebody
says... Yeah. here.
Bria Carter says the grenade... you get to steal someone's money.
Oh.
Yeah. That makes
that
a lot of sense.
You're saying, Pam.
It all comes back down to money. That makes loads of sense.
That is a good, yeah.
All right. Well, we will have to see. I'm very excited to see how that unfolds. We are going to switch gears a little bit. We have some off-camera stuff. A lot of you guys are bringing up Eddie. And yes, this is definitely a serious topic on this show. So if you didn't realize, some of you didn't because he just wasn't there. Like,
right.
There was no Eddie. I think he got all of 5 seconds of airtime. Not a single confessional, not an introduction, nothing said about him being in a love triangle with Cam and Alicia. This is just stuff that we know.
Uh-huh.
So people are raising, where the hell is Eddie? Looks like MTV kind of just nixed him off the show and brushed some drama under the rug. So he was with Alicia, and Alicia went to production, and this is speculation and rumors that we're hearing, and told production that he was abusing her when they were together in a relationship. So this wasn't anything that happened on the show. But since MTV has had some conflicts with Camilla last season and having liabilities on their show, it's speculated that MTV just said, forget it, like, we'll just get him off of this show.
Wow.
Before, like, maybe if anything happens, before this causes attention, before people catch on. I don't really know. But Alicia said he abused her in a past relationship, so he's not on this season anymore. They just tried to get him off.
Wow.
Like, sneakily, as if people weren't going to say, hey, Eddie's a cast member, why is he not here?
Wow.
Which is, I mean, you think they would have just cut him out altogether, right?
Right. Or maybe they said, you know, she accused her, and he was like, I'm going to leave. You know what I mean? Maybe he left peacefully or something, and they just decided to sweep it under the rug.
So what do you guys think about that, considering this as terrible, no condoning of domestic violence at all, but this is not something that happened on the show, and that seems to be a cause of conflict. People are saying, well, why does he get kicked off for something he didn't do on the show? This is just,
I mean,
you know,
if it was true, whether it happened or not on the show, I think is reason. If you've got someone that's a physical threat to another contestant that they don't feel safe around, I think that's reason to send them home. You know, in and of itself, that's enough. But it is super shade that she wouldn't have come forward before they left, or before, you know, it's interesting that they got there and he was on episode one and then he disappeared and we've never spoken about it. That's what I think is crazy and I'd like to learn more about.
And it could also be them trying to protect themselves before anything happens. Like, if there was a past of domestic violence, if he gets drunk on the challenge and something happens, why not just take away the possibility of a guy hitting a girl? I mean, again, it's hard because you never know the story.
It's
accusations. You never know, so...
It's hard to speculate without having more insight. It's hard to really, I can't say too much on it because I don't know. It just, to me, it feels like there's something missing still. So it's hard for me to say. There's got to be more to it, you know? It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
So. Mm-hmm, it is.
I mean, it could, if it's not true, that's horrible for Eddie. But at the same time, I do like MTV taking the steps to try and prevent something like that, or
course,
just not
definitely
have somebody on there who engages in that kind of behavior. So it's good to see, you know, them trying to do something positive, I guess.
The way it went down is moderately suspect, though. It's like, so were they already there?
There's something missing.
In there, and she decided that. I don't know. It's interesting, and also, I don't know if because the climate is as intense as it is right now, there is a no tolerance for real. Because usually, like, any drama is good drama, even if it's, you know, Corey and an ex and a love triangle.
Right, and MTV should be more of, like, a trashy put-anything-out-there type show. We don't know, but that's kind of the whole stint of, the dirt on Eddie, so... The more you know, if you didn't know. We're going to wrap up. We'll leave on a positive. I guess this might be positive. Not positive for Tori Hall. I feel terrible. You know, her and Brad going through a divorce. It's very sad. But Brittany, who won today, Instagrammed that Brad, her babe, got her a bike for Christmas. And then Tori went on Twitter and said, oh, this is weird. I loved my same exact bike that Brad just got you for Christmas that he gave me several years ago. And even MTV's The Challenge Twitter account tweeted out that awkward moment when you buy your new girlfriend the same present as your ex-wife. That was tweeted to me by someone who watches the show. So thank you so much for bringing that up to us.
Because
I wouldn't
want to
miss that.
Seriously. He had a spare in his basement.
Zero originality on gift giving. Like, you love bikes.
Listen, he might like bike riding with his significant other, you know?
Trying to keep that. I see what you're doing. Trying to keep your girls in shape.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll buy you a bike, babe. Hey, you want a gym? You want a gym membership for Christmas?
I know, right?
Oh, man.
Right. That's funny.
Alrighty, well, thank you so much. Good second episode. I'm hoping this train keeps rolling and we're getting all the good stuff this season. Good season in a while.
Yeah.
All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Make sure you stay tweeting at us. Give us all of that juice and drama. And loving you in the group chat. Stay with us next week also for MTV Vendettas. You can find me on Twitter at Jenna_Bussier. Guys, where are you at?
And you can find me, David Christopher, at David Punk Rock Christopher on Instagram, Twitter, and DPR Christopher.
And you can find me, Pam Gross, at Pamela Gross Jill, all over all the things. So please check us out. Thank you for tuning in, and let us know anything you want us to cover.
Thank you, guys. Later. See you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
And then I guess MTV made the decision.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.